the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse Gas Station Jerky.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for the pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment with more completely unnecessary information. This morning, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ate two eggs over medium with a side of hash browns, four pieces of bacon, and two pieces of sourdough toast. Immediately following, he used the men's room for approximately 7.5 minutes. And that's your pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happens every year, much to my dismay. Gathers around the TV. I knew they've had 6 beers, loud obnoxious cheers, and I wish that they weren't here. They're spilling sauce, wing sauce. Yeah, I hate this time of year. Now the toilet's clogged. Yeah, clogged. Yelling, I hate the Super Bowl.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is a big broadcast. Happy hour. Just talk on the football on the phone on WACV. If I sound like crap, it's because I feel like crap and it's really, really getting old. But I've got friends with me today.
And here they are.
Rose and Eddie Bader, Sespot. Peace, wow.
Yeah,
it's you'd the sound happy good. Crew.
Hello, Greg.
I want what you guys have.
You. We have you.
That's right. We have you.
You don't have a you. You have a us.
All I want to do is go home and curl up in the fetal position. How soon can we put Andy Griffith on? Why do I the market went down
immediately.
700 points today. 600. You got the doddering a-hole Speaker of the House. Well, he's not really acquitted because we didn't really have a trial. Whose fault is that, bitch?
Thank you.
Whose fault is that? You rushed this thing, had to get it done by Christmas so you could go on vacation. It was that important. And I've had it with them. I've had it with the whole circus. I don't know if there's anything to discuss. I think they're really pushing the envelope with all of this. And frankly, I don't see anything wrong with the president asking questions when you have as evidence, of course it wasn't used as evidence in this trial, but you have the former vice president of the country bragging about extorting promises from the Ukraine in exchange for American aid, which would give you probable cause to say, hey, we know there's been some shady dealing here, so why don't you look into that? So before we release a billion of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars to you. But they make me sick. They don't care how much damage they do to the country. They don't care how badly they hurt all of us to get their way. And unless we really recognize just how forking evil these people are, eventually they're going to prevail because they never stop. I wouldn't be surprised if part of their strategy is we're just going to keep this up until people just throw their arms up and say, okay, we're tired of it. Do what you need to do. So
they're hoping, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No. No. But it also further sickens me that we have weak-kneed Republicans like Mitt Romney, who apparently doesn't care that his approval among his own people in Utah is plummeting, because he is a wounded little boy. You know, oh, I lost the presidency and this outsider came and won it. And others who are Republicans in name only, who won't even have the guts to come forward and say what a bad joke this whole thing has been from the get-go. And when this goes away, whether it's today, over the weekend, or I understand that they want to stretch it into next week because we just can't get enough of Adam Schiff's puss on TV. We are starving for more of that look.
Apparently even Nadler had enough of Schiff. I don't know if you saw his little fat penguin butt run up there to the microphone to jump in front of Schiff.
I did hear about it, but I did not see it. I wonder if we could find that.
Yeah. Fox had a clip of it earlier today. But, yeah, he ran up there and mouthed off. Schiff in the background was trying to stop him, saying, excuse me, John. And then I think after he was done, Schiff came up, said something to the effect of, that guy doesn't speak for me.
Impeachment uncertainty ends as Alaska senator swings no witness vote in Trump's favor. I would hope that's because the people of Alaska made it clear to their representative, yep, this is what we expect you to do.
I believe that's the case, brother.
Mm-hmm. Fox News, Ed Henry presses Biden spokeswoman on Hunter and Burisma. Why does it take so long? It took them like a month to do an impeachment. We've known about this Biden thing for over a year. And this double standard of this rule applies to this group and this rule only applies to this group is also pissing off a lot of people. I would say that's kind of the temperament of the country at the moment.
Right now, I think it is. Just had enough. Let's move on.
Yeah, well,
Democrats are not going to get what they want other than stalling and kind of looking like morons, and the rest of the country is ready to move on. We've got bigger problems.
So I'm looking for this clip of Penguin Butt. I love that description, by the way.
It's a good middle picture there. Waddling up there.
He does. He waddles
after Batman
up there as quick as he can.
I mean, Jerry has to be very careful because he's got staples in that belly.
And that belt buckle is at max allowed pressure right now.
So if he waddles too fast, something could pop.
Yeah.
And you could have Nadler's intestines spilling out all over the floor. That would be kind of disturbing to see. I wish you could find a commentary from Greg Jarrett, because he really summed it up brilliantly. He's,
Pelosi, who is, we all know, bat crazy.
Yes.
With this, well, there's been, he's not acquitted because there's been no trial. It's been your witnesses. The president's called no witnesses. They won't let him call any of the people to be pertinent, which I don't understand. I remember reading before all of this began that the president can call whoever he wants. Just like any other American, if they've got exculpatory evidence and you've been charged with a crime, aren't you entitled to bring that person, bring them into court to defend you?
Not entitled as much as it should be the rule of law. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, the rule of law has been out the window.
Yeah, it's true.
So, but I can only get so upset about anything today. Just dragging through it.
Just put it in four-wheel drive and crawl on through.
Oh, you look so healthy today.
It's her.
You know why, Greg? I can tell you.
Is this your magic tea?
Yep.
Yes.
Rose, ever since you've taken a little bit of ill, Rose has really stepped up to the plate.
Yes.
She's got somebody that she loves and cares about and wants to see do well. That's you, Greg, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say.
enriching Jay, too,
in
the morning.
It's right. In the morning, Rose is all of our guardian angels. That's for
this
sure.
Morning, she really is. This morning, we, for fun, just changed our call letters to WICU. Because Jay, who for whatever reason has refused to go to a doctor, then Rich coming in.
Rich had the bad throat this morning.
Mm-hmm. I bleached my little corner over here.
Yeah.
Those little wipes over there. Smells
a little wiping down after everybody left.
Yeah, Rusty left me a note this morning saying that they had taken those bleach things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Hillary used to clear off the emails from her computer.
That and a hammer.
Yeah. Works every time.
If we learn from those guys from down south, it takes a drill.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It takes a drill, not a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about what happened on the Wheel of Fortune. They said somebody guessed something fancy, and it was funny.
On the Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, if you scroll back up a little bit, it says something about...
I heard about this morning. It was an inappropriate kind of answer.
Ooh. Well, maybe not.
Got my attention already.
You said you saw it. Where did you see it?
Oh, right there. Go down a little bit. It's right there. Yeah, right there.
Oh, Riskway Business. Wheel of Fortune contestant draws laughs with not safe for work answer.
Oh, is that what that means?
Well, unless I have nothing else, we can dump it.
Okay, it's not Ted Bundy.
No. Yeah. Well, here's Pat. Let's see if we can see what's up. Why is there no volume on this? See?
Oh, she guessed it. Oh, my goodness. It's up top.
Oh, boy. All right.
Was that the actual
I want to hear it. Now this has become a mission. This should play. All right, I'll move it to YouTube, see if that works. No volume.
Uh-oh.
I got everything ready. I mean, everything is in the right spot. There's the volume. It's up. Maybe if I refresh it, will that work? No. So this worked yesterday, but it doesn't work today. And this thing keeps crapping out, too, the phone. So let's go to Penny, our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I met your wife at Infusion about a week and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, she's been going there, too.
Yeah. So, quick question. So, I just got out of the office. Did we get enough votes to get rid of the impeachment?
Yeah.
Right now, wonderful.
There's enough to, acquit movement.
Track it. Yeah, to trash it. And hey, how much money was Biden's son getting on that oil board of directors?
$83,000 a month.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
well,
per
I was
month.
Just $83,000 a month.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, since I've never had a history of drug use and I have two bachelor's degrees, would I qualify to get that job?
Have you ever tried to steal your brother's identity?
But I never did that either.
Oh, you got to have a kid with a stripper.
You're missing a lot of qualifications so far.
Stand-up guy.
I've never been in jail or prison.
By the way, Joe's been getting very testy with people in Iowa. We're asking him tough questions. He's not expecting that.
Tell that one guy, don't vote for me. He's like, I am going to vote for you. I just want to know what you can do for climate change. I just don't vote for me.
Wow. All right.
Do what for climate change?
Hey, I love you guys. I'm going to have a drink to you guys tonight.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope you get to feeling better, Greg, and everybody there that's under the weather.
I do, too.
Thanks, Penny.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
Now have a great day.
Well, that you couldn't have started with a better call than that.
You got that right. So sweet.
Can we get a few more at 272-9228? I got a computer that doesn't work. It won't give me any volume on this big Wheel of Fortune moment.
Sweet callers, call in.
Ivana, pick
you know
me
who
a
you are.
We can do requests today.
Yes.
But I can't play You Can't Always Get What You Want because I was playing it off YouTube, and this thing won't let me play anything off YouTube.
During the break, can we reboot?
I went there today, and they gave me that for here.
Today?
Yes.
Ooh. It's the works from Don Duncan All-American Time.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, looky, looky.
Mike and Alex, the greatest counter team ever. They took care of me, and I was in there and out of there. And
which one you go to?
Happy. The Bell Road.
Oh, Bell Road.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're good.
Glad they took care of our road.
They're all good.
Yep.
Wow, so we can give away the works. That's full service on your car that includes oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, tire rotation, safety inspection of brakes, and they vacuum out your vehicle.
That's nice.
And they did. They did all of that.
How much dirt did you have in your car? I have lots of
leaves and stuff from all this rain and,
me, it's like Pigpen from Charlie Brown, because I have this dust cloud that goes everywhere I do, and it goes into my car, and I try, but I just...
I haven't been able to get to the car wash because the weather, the intermittent rain and stuff, and on the good days, I'm too busy, and on the bad days, what's the point?
Exactly.
My car's full of pink ponies and little leopard print blankets.
Oh.
You're a grown man.
I love it.
With a 3-year-old.
It's season that, the Happy Meal toys that fall between the seats. You'll find petrified French fries.
Yes.
Oh.
They taste the same.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just let you know.
I just use it for a toothpick.
I remember looking back one time. My son was in the back seat of the car, and he had a fry, and I was going, we haven't been to McDonald's in a while.
Rose, don't eat that.
It's like, hey,
Daddy, it's okay. Oh, the other morning, she woke me up. She come in there, Daddy. And I'm like, I was getting up and had my arm above my head, and she stuck her poor little face in my armpit and said, Daddy, you stink!
Oh.
I was like, don't do that.
Well, kids will tell no lies.
Yeah.
When it comes to things
That's
like
right.
that, let me tell you.
I am, but it only gets better as a dad because today I'm trying to help Goose find some wheels for her car for her birthday.
Oh, cool.
Wheels? You mean tires or rims?
Rim. Let me show you.
Get some rims?
Yeah.
She's about to celebrate her first anniversary on the new job, and...
Yay.
She got her house last year, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Get her some spokes, man.
Those.
Ooh! Wow, hey, Dad's got good taste.
Yeah.
That's sharp, dude.
I think they are, too.
That's sharp. That black and chrome. Mwah.
All right.
Very good. Perfectly good.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk to Sam.
Gregory.
Yes,
man, I hope you're feeling better. And I hope you feel better soon. No, that thing with Sajak, it was funny because the woman sounded off and she ended up getting the puzzle right. But right after that, he put his hand up to his mouth and like he's locking his lips, gave the camera a funny look. But I guess the producers, they felt it was fine and they let it air. But anyway, I was doing the crossword last night. There was one thing, I wasn't watching the television, but as soon as I heard her sound off, you had to give the TV the look.
So what was the correct answer to this puzzle?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't remember what the correct answer was, but she said chasing tails.
Yeah.
And it was like something Anyway, but it was funny because it just slipped right out.
What was the clue? How did Greg Bedell spend 30 years of his life?
Hey, brother. That's it.
I didn't have to chase it. It chased me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyways, it's quit raining here. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow.
Yeah, the Living Fear Doppler is clear. There's nothing coming in.
Nice.
Yes, sir. How about a request?
Sure. Bet.
I always love the OGBY in.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That kind of fits in with that stage act thing.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, out here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that'll give me a couple of minutes to go down and
check traffic.
Yep. Isn't that weird? I mean, that's the one thing that brings me a moment of relief. Isn't that weird? It makes no sense. As my lungs are liquefying before your very eyes, that's the one thing that feels okay.
I don't know, man. You're either liquefying or you get that protection, that layer of protection on. I knew a lady that was 101, still smoking. She's like, you know, and cigarettes wasn't trying to kill her.
Yeah, you see that whenever they interview somebody who's lived to an extraordinary age. And what's your secret? How did you live so? Well,
exactly.
I drank a Coors Light every day at 3 o'clock.
Oh, a couple of shots of bourbon, a cigar after dinner, and those are the women.
Yeah, exactly.
It is 3:23. We'll figure out what to do with this. We could do a predict-a-thon.
Okay.
Super Bowl predict-a-thon.
Yeah, ooh. That's a good idea.
And the phone's ringing. The body shop equivalent to what Don Duncan can do for your engine and drivetrain and your brakes and every other important part of your car, Montgomery Paint and Body can do if your car is in a fender bender. Okay. Who was it that just said? It's our buddy Bo. Said, hey, I wanted you to know I took my car to Montgomery Paint and Body. Awesome job. At Montgomery Paint and Body, they built that business on ethics, on principle, meaning if you brought your car to them, they were going to do a complete and thorough assessment on everything that needed to be fixed, and they would fix that with no shortcuts, no compromises, no games, because that used to be a big part of how that business worked here in town. And Donnie Turner stood by that principle at the risk that it might hurt him more than help him. At the very beginning when they launched almost 4 decades ago. Here they are all these years later, and now they're the gold standard in automobile body repair. I think secretly they get a kick. They don't want you to be in an accident. Nobody does. But I think they secretly get a kick out of watching the face of somebody who comes back to get their car after it's been in their capable hands to see just how unbelievably great it looks after they've made it look as good as new, maybe better. So if you need them, 27 Rec with a W is the number, or recommend them to a friend who might be looking for a body shop. That's Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. Our number is 272-9228 if you have a request or anything you want to say about the world in general today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
Gable.
And Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace.
Ross, what would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
This is going to be a quick sound check on something I just came across.
It's the biggest bang for the buck when you do food stamps and unemployment insurance. Oh.
Nancy Pelosi is an uber liberal hag with a Botox face and a Joker smile and a pantsuit from a drag queen.
Kids all say that they're feeling gay.
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
You can only begin to imagine the national outcry, the nonstop breathless coverage, if a vehicle had attempted to enter one of Obama's many mansions or properties and got past security. Well, that actually did happen today at Mar-a-Lago, place I've actually been. That was when Trump was just Mr. New York and came, like many other New Yorkers, to South Florida, to his place there. Two people are being held in custody after a black vehicle breached two security checkpoints at Trump's resort in Florida, according to media reports. On Friday, hours ahead of the president's planned trip there, the vehicle was heading to the property's main entrance, said NBC News. WTVJ, a station I actually worked for towards the end of my South Florida days, the vehicle, Florida Highway Patrol officers were pursuing the vehicle before it went past the two checkpoints. Trump was scheduled to leave Washington for the resort later this afternoon. Now, aside from everything, what is missing from this story? What do we know? I mean, this is a vehicle that attempted to break into Mar-a-Lago. And what do we know about it? It was black.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anything on the... Was it a male or a female?
Don't know anything.
We don't know anything about the driver.
So what's that tell you?
It tells me that it was operated by a protected class of citizen.
I think you're right.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
That's what it tells me, because we all know... Well, let's find out. If this is a white male, go with it. But if it's anybody else, forget about it.
I would think after the second busting of the gate at Mar-a-Lago by this vehicle, a rocket would have landed right in the middle.
You would think.
And that'd been the end of that. That would be the story.
If this had happened to Obama while he was in office, they would have been passing laws that day to limit people's rights. So that's all we know.
Shots were fired. Yeah.
Did they hit anything? I mean, who's working the guns at the president's compound? Have they been trained to... Could they hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle if they needed to?
One-eye Willie.
No comment section, no anything on the story. So immediately that tells me that whatever this is, it involves people that the media will look to protect, and they'll probably just make this go away. Well, there's nothing to see here.
Kind of like you're shooting at the zoo here a couple days ago.
Didn't hear much about that afterward, did we?
Ain't heard a thing, buddy. I don't know if anybody's heard from the mayor.
No, that was near the zoo,
It was
right?
near the zoo in the lovely neighborhood surrounding the zoo.
Yeah, it was right across the street from the zoo there in the parking lot.
And,
yeah.
Of course, we don't want anything bad to happen around our first-class zoo.
No, we've got a great zoo. It really is a great...
But guess what? Here's the reality, Mr. Mayor, or anybody else who works for the city who might be listening. People are not going to go where they don't feel safe.
Oh.
So rather than hide it and pretend it didn't happen, tell us what you're doing to make sure it doesn't happen again, that you're increasing patrols, that people can go into this neighborhood knowing that you've got your eyes open and your people on the job. That's all we need to hear.
That's a great point, because at the water company, we have a law officer that sits at the water company.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we have one at other places like the zoo?
I guess the water company explanation would be, well, we don't want a terrorist to poison the water supply or whatever.
But the water, it's not owned by the city of Montgomery. Who's paying for that policeman to sit there all day?
Good question. These things are of great concern because, and you know, the city and property values are starting to catch up to the economy. And you don't want to bring that to a crashing halt.
No, not at all.
So
Montgomery is on the rise. We need to keep it that way.
By the way, if you need any type of electrical work or service, Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Visit MrElectric.com. You'll love them for many reasons. They're all certified master electricians. They come at a specific time at your convenience, not theirs. And they give you an upfront price on whatever work you need done, whether it's an install or a repair or solving a mystery. If you hear a humming sound or see a flickering, the doesn't change when a light bulb is replaced. These are occasions to call Mr. Electric at 245-1566 and get the best in the business on the case on your behalf. You can also visit MrElectric.com. 336. So, you still haven't decided how to give away this. The works.
I like your
predict-a-thon.
Yeah, on the Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Good idea. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do we do it on social media?
Yeah.
No, man. Do it right here. Write it down. Let them call in. And you know Monday when we're back.
You know why Seth is saying that? Because he ain't answering the phone and he ain't writing nothing down.
I'll write it down, man. You answer the phone, I'll write it down. Okay?
Do y'all really
we can
trust
switch,
Seth
Rosie?
To write down numbers?
Dude, you have no faith. Your wife has more faith in you, me than you do.
She doesn't know you as well as I do.
Dude, I'm the better friend here. For some reason, I don't know why, but I am.
Well, you guys are working all of this out. I need to find something. I need a request. I need something I can play.
I had a request.
Dufresne's.
For our Jamaica Interstate. Dr. Sigma Zebo. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Hope the interstate made it through the earthquake.
Man, I reached out to my buddy in Jamaica, and I hadn't heard from him in a couple of days. It kind of got me a little concerned.
That's listed, by the way, in the system as Sigmund Azebo U-Haul.
U-Haul.
Oh.
For future reference. 337, we're ready for our first look at the roads this afternoon. Our number is 272-9228. It's Greg, Rosie, Eddie, and Seth.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very congested all the way around the boulevard this afternoon. Heavy traffic everywhere, including Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. We've got I-65 and 85 with moderate to heavy traffic through the merge downtown Montgomery. And an accident on Highway 80 in front of the Big Lots Distribution Center. That's the Selma Highway. Use caution there. Other than that accident, we have no other accidents into us to tell you about right now. So buckle up, drive carefully, and try to stay warm. It's turning cold out there this afternoon. Learn ballet and take classes from the Alabama River Region Ballet and the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There is so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see the
versus discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The city of Wetumpka is one step closer to breaking ground on a new football stadium. The city council has accepted a bid for construction of the project. Work on the new stadium starts immediately, and the goal is to have it finished by August 15th, just in time for football season. Plus, the Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy released its findings after 6 months of study. The group says urgent action must be taken to address the prison issues in Alabama, including the rehab of corrections operations, more money for the Department of Corrections in actions to reduce return offenders. And the U.S. has advised against all travel to China as the number of cases of coronavirus has spiked more than tenfold in a week, including the highest death toll in a 24-hour period. The virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, a worrying sign of its spread among people that prompted the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
By the way, before we get to Mr.
Adorable
here, Seth and I just did a little external research. And this cold is cutting through you.
It's chilly. It has only gotten worse since lunchtime. Mm-hmm.
Anybody got a current? I know. Let's bring up the Rich Thomas Weather app.
Ooh.
Is there another app out there? It's only one I got on my phone.
There's our fine sponsors, and our current temperature is 49.
Yeah, I believe it.
I hope it gets warmer, because I feel like I've gotten smacked in the face a bunch of times.
It's the humidity. It's 81%. So that's why it's kind of
feels so cold.
But we're all going to warm up with a trip across the Atlantic Ocean with Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Yeah.
In 1 minute.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azebo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica, because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul, manager. You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee man about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain.
States.
Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home. So they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States. Okay?
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
You have a good day.
And I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one law.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
always feel better after a little Dr. Sigmund Azibo.
Yes.
I'm reading my friend Don Serber, his blog today. First of all, preceding that was a picture of Chuck Todd, who does look like the caricature of Satan with that pointy little beard.
Mm-hmm.
If Satan were on Earth, you know, in disguise, he would look like Chuck Todd.
I could see that.
And if the Marlboro Man was a politician, he would look like Ted Cruz with that stash that he's got going. He would pull a mean handlebar because it's gray in the perfect spot.
That beard has really been a good look for him.
It has.
Yeah, man.
And again, we have to give Ted Cruz credit because while Mitt Romney is wetting himself, and before John McCain passed away, he was bitter and resentful towards Trump because he did what they couldn't, which is become president.
Right. They're all a bunch of sore losers.
Chuck Todd had to admit on the air the other night, well, yeah, Trump does seem to outdraw the Democratic. Outdraw?
You see, last night it was like 12 people in that Iowa dealers. 12.
And they're probably paid to sit there and endure.
That's all they can afford. 12.
Joe trying to figure out what state he's in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big night for Joe. You know, if he says, hey, it's great to be here in Iowa, and that's actually where he is. Trump goes to Des Moines, packs the house, people wait 2 days to see him. And they just seem so incapable of understanding why there's so much passion for this man. I also saw a story today that black support for Trump is up to 42%.
Wow.
It's a silent 42%.
I pray this is true, that it's accurate, and that this is higher from numbers that were just available a month mm-hmm. or two ago, because I so want people who have been misled and lied to by Democrats for 60 years, look what we're going to do for you. Look, you got to vote for us, because look what we're doing for you. No, it's look what we're doing to you. We have turned you into a dependent class, and we demand your vote. In exchange for nothing.
For
really.
Nothing. For promising nothing.
Now there's real opportunity. And Trump's line at the event last night, quote, we're having the best years in the history of our country, and I just got impeached. That pretty much sums it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I can't believe these polls. These polls are killing me.
Please. And Fox.
Right.
Fox is telling us that Bernie Sanders, you better pray damn on your knees from now until Election Day that Bernie Sanders doesn't get anywhere near the White House.
No, he's not.
The people that want Bernie Sanders, they don't even know what they're asking for.
No.
But ignorance.
They just
bliss.
Hear the words, it's going to be free, so they're with Bernie.
100% negative media coverage. But this is the beautiful thing. All of their past tactics have completely failed. And you would like to think that some Republicans at least are learning to fight back, because they're never going to take your side. I think part of the problem going to situations like Martha Roby condemning Trump just before the election in 2016 because of that
sealed her fate.
Yeah. You don't get it. They're not going to give you a break or build a statue in your honor because you said what somebody told you was the right thing to say.
Exactly.
Instead, you blew off your constituents again. lucky she didn't lose the seat. Right. Might have been better if she had. Becky Harrison.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think so.
So the media owns this whole process, and they're so eager to get what they want, they haven't thought about, do we really have a legitimate case? And they don't.
That's why they keep throwing out more stuff, just trying to drag it on until something finally sticks to the wall. Just let it go already.
Anyway, it looks like the vote on impeachment will be delayed till after the State of the Union. And yeah, it's funny, only Donald Trump could show up at the State of the Union and smile at those bastards and pretty much give them the finger without lifting.
Exactly.
Without raising a hand. I love that. That's what we like. We like a fighter. We like a winner.
Now, Greg, do you think the Democrats are, how many Democrats will show up for that State of the Union? How many of them will actually
try to make it? Those will start. Well, I'm not going to.
Right.
He's been impeached. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to what he has to say.
Well, they sent the invite out. Hey.
He'll show.
You know he'll show. I hope he shows wearing a cape. Superman.
But I'll tell you what, he will look those people in the eye and just give them what for.
Exactly. That's why I love it. I just love it.
I think the ratings on the State of the Union speech will be upwards of 40 million.
It'll be the highest ever. I can tell you that.
No doubt about it. And they keep doing this for him. And they realize, oh, we're gonna get rid of him. Let me, if you are car shopping this weekend, I really love my Rogue. I got my second Rogue from Jack Ingram. That was our sixth purchase from Tip Tames and his team. And I love the way that I can upgrade from a 17 Rogue to a 19, and it added all of $7 a month to my payment, so I didn't have to break the budget.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. And the 19 Rogue has a lot of standard features. The 17, I love the 17. I could have driven it for the rest of my life. I don't know how much time that is. Today it doesn't feel particularly long.
Long.
I've been totally happy. Time. But I love the keyless ignition.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I love the night vision of the car and that the brights come on only when they're needed. That's cool. Great sound system. It's just, and it's comfortable. Most important, it's comfortable. And you can enjoy the same type of deal at Jack Ingram. You know, unless you want to pay the depreciation on a vehicle, the Signature Used Car Department has many opportunities to buy brand name vehicles well below sticker price because they've only got a few miles on them. But they look, the car had new car smell to it. I mean, that is pretty cool. Those are cars that are well maintained. It was on a lease for 6 months, still has 25,000 original warranty miles and 75,000 powertrain warranty miles on it. Lots of cars available under 10. In fact, several still available under 5,000, including that 2009 Ford Focus Sports Edition. And I think it's, the 2004 Volvo, one of the safest cars. You want a car for a first-time driver, how can you go wrong with a 2004 Volvo at 4,800? I mean, that is one of the safest cars ever built, no matter what the year.
Yep.
Stop by and see Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Do not let credit get in your way because they have over 20 programs. They have helped many a person get a great set of wheels and restore their credit in the process at Jack Ingram. So stop by and see Greg in the finance department. They'll take great care of you. Please tell them you heard about them here.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money, the much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's time for the pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment with more completely unnecessary information. This morning, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ate two eggs over medium with a side of hash browns, four pieces of bacon, and two pieces of sourdough toast. Immediately following, he used the men's room for approximately 7.5 minutes. And that's your pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment.
And they'll throw to the team at studio headquarters to analyze that breakfast and see how that might impact his passing game.
Yes. 10 times.
That's the worst part of the Super Bowl. Enough already, you know.
It's the hoopla.
They start the pregame show before they even know who's in it.
The worst part is they're taking away my Simpsons. Because it's on Fox.
You can go to YouTube.
Who's following the game? Aren't the Simpsons following the game?
Man, it'll be on until 10, and you'll get local news, and it'll totally chop out my animation.
I'll be asleep long before that. Domination. I'll be in Mayberry.
Thank you.
Red Top.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Red Top.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, Greg, I want to say something about you, but don't cut me off because I got a question for Eddie. I have to say, Greg, is this a sweet deal? Is this the first time in your life you've had a radio gig where you have literally no competition, because you have no competition in this area at all? Isn't that a sweet spot?
Have you run all the competition out of town, Greg?
Yeah, I drove them off.
I mean, you didn't have any to start with, but you sure enough have raised them. But I mean, you guys have...
Wait a minute, Red Top, not to correct you. I'm just reminding you that while there may not be another news talk station, there's an AM thing that you can hear if you have a coat hanger on top of your car. But in this market, sports talk is considered competition.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that, Greg.
Because of football. So we do have some competition in the talk realm, but we kick their butt in last fall.
Yeah,
so
that's apples and oranges, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on how the teams are doing, too.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to admit there's a lot of truth to that. And boy, I wish I was in a business where I'd have no damn competition like you. You're doing good, and you deserve it because you worked your butt off your whole life for it. Eddie, question for you.
Yes, sir, both.
The younger generation, quote unquote, millennials, don't seem to be nearly as materialistic as the generations preceding them. Do you see them going into this $400,000-$500,000 house market and $60,000-$70,000 car market in the future as they mature, or do you think that's going to go out the window?
I think it'll go out the window on the house market of being that high. Most millennials have watched their parents struggle, you know, in the past generation, and kind of watched them, a lot of them, buy more things than they need and kind of, you know, live behind.